Welcome to Highway Diary. I'm your host, Eric Hollerbach. On this day's episode, I catch up with my old roommate from the University of New Orleans. You know, he's a finance guy. He's flying here, he's flying there, you know, he's a big jet setter. My old roommate from France, Wobon, or his name is Robin, but, you know, French people say Wobon. So, anyway, here you go. Here is the glamorous lifestyle of Wobon. An international man of mystery, my old roommate, my good buddy. Now, I just have to tell you, I lightly edited this only because I'm fat and we were walking around New York City under bridges and stuff, and I had to catch my breath. I mean, I'm a fat old man now. So, anyway, if there's a little editing, I just tried to keep the pace moving. Without further ado, the podcast. Welcome to Highway Diary. I'm your host, Eric Hollerbach, with my old roommate, Robin Wobin, courier from France.
Hello, everyone. I'm back 3 years later. Wow, it's awesome to see you.
I know. Good to see you, buddy. We're in New York City now.
We missed each other in Germany.
Yeah,
too
yeah.
Too many beers and yeah.
You know, you were in Oktoberfest. You came in from London. I came in from Jersey, you know, by way of Los Angeles. We in Germany, you know, we had too many beers.
No network, only Wi-Fi, so it was tricky.
As my phone only worked back at the hotel because I had like Marriott Wi-Fi, and then I'm taking a nap. You know, me and my dad are going crazy. So
awesome,
cool. Well, you know, someone who I had a phone call with and was on my podcast. I didn't tell him I was gonna record it, but I had a phone call with someone you know, Mohammed.
Yeah.
And he was back in Dubai, you know. We watched, it's almost like we watched a flower bloom. Like when we first met Mohammed, what was he like? He was our roommate.
Yeah.
University of New Orleans.
So he was 17, not even 18. So he was kind of... discovering US, but obviously you already know US from movies.
Yeah.
But it was maybe not the first time he was traveling, but first time traveling without his parents.
Yeah.
So of course, seeing Americans, we don't dress the same, especially girls.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, for him, it's a big move in his life.
Yeah, I remember he, you know, in Dubai, all the women wear burqas; they're always covered up.
Yeah.
And then he went. For New Orleans, there's Mardi Gras, and there's just boobs everywhere. And I think it like broke his brain. He would call me, he would be like, Eric, I had 4 beads, I saw 48 breasts, I can't find my shoes. America! Like he would just start screaming.
Very nice imitation.
But I live with the guy for a while. But at first he just spoke Arabic with our other roommate, Amir.
Yeah.
And then slowly, like, he just started smoking weed. He was listening to Wiz Khalifa videos.
Yeah.
There was these French girls he took out for a limo.
Limo trip, yeah.
Yeah.
I think he invited only the girls in this trip, or even you. I think you're here.
Yeah.
Were you in the trip?
I was initially invited, but when the girls were in the limo, suddenly he didn't take my phone calls.
Ah. Smart guy. 3 girls for himself.
Well, I think his friend Saeed came with him.
Ah, yeah.
It was like Saeed, you know, whatever.
I think Saeed is still in the New Orleans. I saw him last time.
Oh, yeah?
So he was doing well.
Yeah. I think Mohammed is not going to school there anymore. I don't know. Maybe he had too much beers and his grades didn't work out.
He's not drinking anymore. When I went there last February, 1 year ago, he was not drinking at all. So
yeah.
he stopped his life changed a lot. So
do you think his parents scared him to be, you know, be a good Muslim again?
He will definitely be good, but when he will come back to Dubai, obviously he will stop these crazy things.
Yeah.
Going out, like student parties, and of course he will.
And you met his mom.
Oh yeah, it was awesome to see her.
Did she speak English?
She speaks English. It was even better than I was thinking, so good English.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good English.
And she brought, did she cook a chicken?
Yeah, she bring a chicken from her suitcase, so it was kind of...
So she cooked it in Dubai and then packed it?
Yeah, so I was like scared of eating it, but... not sick at all, and very good chicken.
Oh, okay.
Very good spice. The spice was a big part of the meal. Very good.
I would want to be nice, and if we were still roommates, like if I stayed there another year, want to be nice and like, you know, get to meet Mohammed's mom. But if she took a chicken out of her suitcase, I would be like, get that thing away from me, you crazy bitch. What the fuck? Hey, we're taking a little tour. You've never been to Brooklyn before, so we're in Williamsburg in Dumbo, having a look. What do you think of New York City, man?
So I was thinking that it will be snowing all day long yesterday. Yeah. Very good. And this for winter time, it's not so bad. Like I was scared of being cold because you see my jacket is very thin.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very thin. But but I'm fine.
It's like 40 degrees out. Yeah. What is that? It's like 5 degrees Celsius.
Yeah. It's maybe 5-2. Between 2 and 5, and it's kind of the same that London right now.
Yeah, yeah.
In London, we have a lot of wind, so when it's windy time, you get cold very easily.
So at the University of New Orleans, you studied finance, finance, and now you are
mathematics, and history, very useful.
And so, did the school prepare you for being a finance guy in London?
To be honest, the mathematics class was useful because when I came back to France, I still have to study 1 year, so it was useful. But I didn't really like US way how to teach, because like kind of every student were learning every exercise, and they were sure to have the same exercise, sometimes even with the same numbers. So it's not helping you to...
You could cheat off each other?
Each other, not really, but everyone was doing his own... I don't think they were cheating, but it's kind of... it's too easy because you just learn by heart and you get well. So they didn't make any change modification in the exam, so... I was not that good student. I was every time I was studying maybe 3 days before the exam, and every time I was okay. Yeah, I didn't have the best grade, but I didn't want to get A and to get enemies in my school. No, sorry, in my class. Right.
Well, I'll tell you, you made a lot of friends. I remember being your roommate, and some girls would be knocking at the door all night. Hey, is Rob in there? I was like, you know what I mean? What are you, an alley cat? Like, just like a stray cat. They'd be knocking at the door.
Yeah, yeah. But it was only friends, and they were all crazy with the French guy.
Yeah, right? Remember, these American girls were just stalking you.
Yeah, not even Americans. It was international. Like.
But
it was not only friends, because you remember I was in a relationship this time.
Yeah, yeah. So, and then the French girl came back, and all the girls that were knocking at your door were all jealous. Who's this bitch? That's our guy. You know what I mean?
See, I'm still saying the same joke. You know, when you go back with a taxi and...
What?
No, this joke.
Oh, how famous I want to get.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's still... okay.
Yeah, I recorded that for my special. So I did that in Austin, Texas, and it went really good. So I'm excited to see. But my special is being edited, and it's just like I can't wait until it's done so I can like kind of start doing this, because New York City is the best place in the world to do comedy. They pay the comics at the clubs, you get money for doing it.
How much do you get?
More than Los Angeles.
Okay. Yeah, so tickets
maybe like $100 for like 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's very good.
And you do that 3 times every night.
How many people were in the room? Is it big rooms?
Well, when I was recording.
In New York, yeah.
I only did like 3 shows in New York, and there was like maybe like 35 people or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't get paid for these shows like that, but I'm saying like if I get a special on TV or Netflix or something, then all the clubs will start letting me perform there and paying me and stuff.
And do you
like
think you can get something on Netflix?
I think
it'd
I can.
Awesome.
Well, I don't want to. I'm gonna try to do that. That's my goal.
So Netflix is it will be like as a video. It will not be a podcast. It will be
video. Yeah, okay. I recorded. We recorded this special with like really good cameras. So, I used to intern for a guy. I don't want to talk about it. We'll But that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, awesome.
But, you know, I want to be an artist, man, you know. I know I'm not good at mathematics. I'm not good at finance, you know. I can't just fly around with a credit card, a company credit card, you know. That must be a good time.
Yeah,
you're traveling a lot?
So, yeah, I went last year. I went to South America with my company.
What country?
So we went to for Colombia in Bogota after Chile in Chile, and I went to Santiago, and after Sao Paulo in Brazil. So yeah, very good time. 10 days paid by your company. So yeah, very good, and obviously it was very good for my work. Like it was when I came back after relation where. With the people I met were better, obviously. Sending emails and seeing face-to-face is very different.
Yeah, so yeah.
It's very good to travel for work.
You know, you're like, buy, sell, you know? But then you go over there.
Yeah.
Did you, if I went to Colombia, I would try to find Mohammed's ex-wife, you know, see if she's still alive. You know what I mean?
No, I think she's fine. Just, I think she's living in, what is this name? The biggest city after Bogota. Medellin. She's from Medellin.
Oh, okay.
So you have to go in
Medellin. That's where the cocaine is made.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not...
maybe she's a cocaine farmer.
Wow.
Life after Mohammed. I think he just went there. Like, he was supposed to drive across the country with me, you know, well, from New Orleans to Los Angeles. And, you know, when I moved to Los Angeles after school... And he just went to Colombia, you know, Mohammed, and just started making love to a local.
Yes, every time he was going for holidays and like 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But I drove him.
He was spending all his money in Colombia, like.
Yeah, yeah. No, I drove him to the bank before I drove him to the airport to go to Colombia, and he took out like $10,000.
Even more.
He just has like a wad of hundreds. I'm like, is this real?
Yeah.
And then he just gets to go to Colombia for vacation. I had to work. I had to study. You know, I never stopped working. This guy.
He was going to buy an expensive car, and at the end, because of Colombia, you saw his car was like shitty. Like he was the only guy in US with a manual car. Like so.
And then he couldn't afford the insurance. Like he got a car that was like $60,000 or $20,000, and then because he was 17, 18 years old, the insurance was going to be like, you know, $800 a month. And then he's like, oh, I can't afford that.
So yeah, I think he didn't pay for it.
I think he just sold the car to one of his friends.
Yeah. Nice view.
Look at this. Train's going by.
Hey, it's very nice to have a driver for my life in US.
Hey, no problem.
Thank you.
Hey, you gotta buy me Chinese food and do my podcast.
I will, it's fine.
But, look at this. Man, I miss New York City. I used to live here. Like, I lived here for 4 years. I miss this place. This is the best city in America, for sure. But I think New Orleans is, like, the best place to vacation. But if you live there, I think everyone just... it's hard not to be a drunk because everyone is drinking all the time.
Yeah,
you know?
To be honest, I love New Orleans, and I would like to go back, but living there is quite. I'm not sure if I would live there, but for 1 month holiday, 2 weeks is perfect.
Yeah, it's just that like because all the tourists, everyone is just in a party mode the whole time, and you know, I have some goals. I want to accomplish a lot of stuff. You know. And I think it's a little distracting.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it broke Mohammed's brain, you know what I mean? He was a good little Muslim boy.
No, I think Colombia broke his brain.
Being married.
Can you imagine? He was like 18, 19, and he went alone to Colombia.
Yeah.
To do a trip alone, and he met her in a KFC.
A KFC?
KFC. So he was struggling to order foods, and she came to him and she helped him because she have good English, very good English.
Oh, okay.
So this is how he started.
Well, that's good. I mean, Mohammed, I gotta give him credit. I can't speak Arabic, and his English was really good. You know, he was even rapping. You know what I mean? Oh, Muhammad. I miss that guy. Text me that you're, if you're listening, Muhammad, send me a text on Facebook. Are you still alive? Is your wife in Colombia still alive? Let me know these answers.
Hi, everyone.
So you were only with us for a semester. Then you went back and you studied in Paris for finance for your degree.
Yeah, it was mostly insurance and IT. So I did a lot of IT. Yeah. And I succeeded to find an internship in France, mm-hmm. In an international department.
Yeah.
And after my internship of 6 months, they decided to move to London. So I was very happy when they said, "Okay, Robin, we give you a first time for your first time, 4 months contract."
Yeah.
And after I extended it to a permanent contract, and yeah, this is how I arrived in London.
You told me recently that you're trying to get back in shape. You were drinking with your buddy, and he challenged you to run a marathon.
Yeah. So it's not a marathon because I don't know if I'm still if I'm already able to do this. I think you have to train more. It's more a triathlon. So yeah, I'm trying to go to the swim every morning, so at least it's helping me to do some sports.
And
swim is quite good, like you do 30 minutes in the morning and you feel very in shape all the morning and afternoon. And yeah, I try to cycle a little bit and to run. So
you have to run how long? You have to then use a bike and then go in the water?
Yeah, so I would say in miles.
Yeah, yeah.
So miles is 1.2 swimming, 56 cycling, and half marathon, so 15 miles.
So you run 50 miles after you swim a mile and bike for...
So, I think the world record is 4 hours and we'll do it in 7-8. I will take my time. Just a challenge against myself, not against anyone. Mm-hmm. I know it's my first time. And if I finish it, I will be proud. And it's good to every year to give us a challenge.
Are you worried? I mean, after 7 miles, I think I would just start shitting everywhere. Are you worried about that?
No.
You're not worried that you're gonna throw up or shit or just your body's just gonna start failing?
We will see. So it will be in June. So
Good
I still have time to train.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And every year I try to give myself challenges.
So 2019, that was that the thing, having a New Year's resolution.
Yeah. So this year I will just try to avoid to postpone stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's always easy to postpone.
To procrastinate.
Yeah, always.
I know. I told myself that I was gonna start doing karate. January 1st of 2019, I've been smoking a little weed. And I injured myself shopping for food. I was at the grocery store and there was a curb and there was no incline to get the cart onto the sidewalk. So I decided to try to jump it like a skateboard. So I pulled back and then I pushed forward to try to pop the shopping cart over the curb. And I kicked the shopping cart with my shin because the front wheel hit the curb and then it bounced back and it like really hurt me. So
Eric,
I know. What the fuck? Oh, okay. I have a warrant for my arrest, so I always get worried when sirens go by. We're in Queens, New York, there's police activity, there's ambulances, that's what's going on.
Yeah, I hope that they get so many issues in JFK.
Yeah,
with this, how do you say it? The shutdown, shutdown.
The government shutdown.
I hope,
the TSA agents, I know. So they have to show up to work, but they're not getting paid, and the debt that the government owes them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's
so if they work, they work a month without pay, then the government opens and then they owe them a month of pay and then their next paycheck too. It's like a problem that just, and now you have to go to the airport. You got to fly back to Paris.
Paris, yeah.
Are you worried about this?
It will be fine, a year that usually. So we'll see.
Welcome to America. Half the lights are off.
You have good points, but sometimes. Stupid things we will say because they have money, just a question of
yeah
of wall.
Yeah, I think that America, we also like borrow money from China every year, hundreds of billions of dollars, you know, because our economy is broken and, our government shut down. Because the only thing that our government every year argues about is that they raised the amount of debt that they are allowed to have. So it used in the Constitution, it says that they have to balance the budget every year. That's what Congress has to do. But instead of balancing the budget, they just agree that we owe more debt. And it's just crazy. And until it's like, you know, if you have a friend who's a drug addict and he has a credit card and he spends all of his money on bombs and heroin, and then he spends all of his money on war and heroin, he spends all of his money, you know, eventually he goes bankrupt, you know. And I think that's what's going on. I don't know. Maybe we should spend less money on war and more money on, vegetables and healthcare. I don't know. Well, we're all political. But you guys, the farmers in France, they were shooting cow shit at the parliament building. Like, French people, they protest. They get angry.
Is it what you see from France in USA?
No, I saw that in the news.
In the news, okay. I think it was only one-time event. This one is the small one. But, of course, they are striking since 10 weeks. Mm-hmm. And I'm not aware of everything since I'm based in London. But, it's a lot of discussion between the population and the government, so they're trying to create a debate, but like national debate, and it's not even someone who get elected and who talk for the population, but someone, a random guy from the population. I don't know what they want to do, but they want to start this kind of thing.
Yeah, because they think that Macron is just helping out the banks or something. He's helping out the oil companies.
Yeah, people get bored of paying more tax, and after they don't see where is money going on. This kind of thing.
So Macron, he charged tax on gasoline.
Yeah.
And everyone who owns a truck company has to pay that tax. And then, what did he say that money was for?
Actually, I guess it's for ecology, but I don't know. It's for the government, because they were trying to get more money and they're trying to reduce people using cars, but in countryside of France they need cars. Sometimes they work 20 kilometers from the place. So
what do you think? Do you think that they're gonna get rid of they're trying to impeach Trump too here over this shutdown thing? It's crazy
and I don't know if it's going. I think it's going to stop, but if it's not going to stop, maybe the president will have to I don't know how to say in English, but you have to desolate. How do you say, like, when you...
Resign?
No, you have to ask everyone to leave in the parliament, and you have to ask for a new vote. So in France, you can do it, and everyone will have to be re-elected and to pass some laws. Yeah, they have to do
this. Oh, okay. If they want the government to continue, all the politicians have to agree on the budget and stuff like that. To see, I was telling you about my student loans. Like, I know everyone owes student loans. And I think in America, the whole student loan system is going to go bankrupt. Also, we have all the old people are retiring now, and they have to go on Medicare. And our Medicare doesn't have enough money to pay all the old people's healthcare bills. The only thing we have for socialized medicine or medicine for all is when you are over 65. And so a lot of baby boomers, they're called the generation that came home from World War II. Those kids are all retiring now, and it's bankrupting our Medicare system. So I don't know, man. I think it seems like there's going to be like a reset or something, or like, you know, I don't know. Because the amount of debt and it doesn't even make sense.
Especially with some salaries, sometimes it's very low. So
Right? Like you were saying, like an apartment in Manhattan costs how much, and then the minimum wage is what?
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's crazy.
You have to, it doesn't make sense. And then you get taxed on your minimum wage job, and you can't even pay your rent with it.
And you have to pay 25% tips. <Too
much. laughs> you couldn't believe that I'm tipping these people at the Chinese place. That Chinese food was fucking good, man. We had some dim sum in the middle of Queens outside the JFK airport, And as soon as we sit down, they bring all these trays of filled with dumplings and food.
Yeah, first time I see this kind of things, like quite funny, yelling at us with Chinese word, but obviously we don't speak Chinese.
Yeah, and none of them spoke any English, so they were just like, you know, hold up a plate. It's like, what's in that? You know, it could be fish brains. Like, you have no idea what's. They just hold up something. It's like, I don't know. I don't think that looks good.
Yeah.
But we got a lo mein, but then it's like you can either order something from the kitchen or just point to things in carts. They would just constantly go by with carts, but I thought that was delicious though.
Yeah, and when you see that 80% of the people in the restaurant were Asians.
Yeah, yeah.
It means that they like it and it's good food.
Yeah, yeah.
They were so all it was good.
Yeah, there was a lot of action in that place. A lot of carts going by. Delicious. That's fun though.
Yeah, no accident this time.
No accident. No
accident. You.
I got the rice cart in my
head. Yeah. So you knew with your injury. Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I didn't hurt myself on a shopping cart on the way out or anything. I'm such an asshole. I can't. I just tried to jump this cart over the curb. I don't know what I was thinking. It bounced back at me. And now it's my excuse to not exercise. Yeah, man. I wish you luck with the TSA.
Thank you.
And thanks for being on my podcast.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, bye.
See you in 3 years.